Let's bring in internet law expert Travis Crabtree. He's at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. What's your take on this? A lot of people have said that, you know, punishment, you know, like suspension for the kids in school is one thing, but jail time for saying things online, is that reasonable, Travis?
Well, in this case, it probably is, because it went beyond merely, you know, some racial or hatred speech. When you start encouraging someone to commit suicide, and many states, including Texas, now have online harassment laws that make this a criminal violation.
What about freedom of speech? I mean, you can say things to somebody that are ugly, but at the same time, you know, there is that protection there, isn't it? I mean, unless you're actually, you know, yelling fire in the crowded theater, as they say, why should you get in trouble?
This gets to your intent to harm and hurt somebody else. And in addition to just merely the speech, there was the forwarding in the case of the gentleman who got 45 days of forwarding a nude photo to the kid's entire school, accompanied by encouragements to have the younger kid kill himself. And so there's a little more than just speech here and just saying bad things about people. And most of the statutes that are out there, including Texas, require it to be to the level of harassing and continuing.
Are we really in a situation, though, where the law cannot or is unable or incapable of keeping up with what's going on the Internet?
Yeah, it's not going to catch every case, and that's exactly what the judge in this case wanted to do, was make a statement by sending this one 20-year-old person to jail for 45 days to try to tell people enough out there. And for parents and for kids alike, the Texas Young Lawyers Association on their website has a video that kind of goes into the issues that are prevalent now with cyberbullying.
All right, Travis Crabtree, an internet law expert at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. We always appreciate it. This news, by the way, is for Dalworth Restoration.